Good morning. Happy blessings. Our theme today is accepting what is. So I'd like you to rest now in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. When the term we is used, or I is used, or you is used, it all means the same thing. The one that is appearing as all. Okay? So rest in the recognition that it cannot be a me talking to a you that is listening. It is always the one presence communing with itself. So follow a breath. Being aware of the sensation as it fills the form. And aware again as the of the sensation as it leaves the form. And again, breathing deeply, aware of the sensation as the breath comes in, and aware, present and aware of a breath going out. Releasing, just letting go, recognizing the stillness that is yourself, and rest as that. You have never been born, and you will never die. This is the truth of who and what you are. It is only in thoughts believed about being a separate person do we then become aware of the phenomena called suffering. But who you are is not caught in the trap or the web of separation. It is only seemingly so, and then we search and seek to get ourselves out of it. But what is happening? Is that through habit we veil the truth and then spend perhaps many lifetimes seeking ourself. And all the while you are hiding from you in plain sight, always present. Always aware and always knowing that, yes, I am present. I am present now. I am aware of what is happening now. So then, how can we go about seeing clearly through this seeming veil of ignorance? Okay, well, how did you go about seeing through the veil of ignorance about an alphabet. How did you go about seeing through the veil of not knowing how to read, or the veil of ignorance about math, or riding a bike, learning to dance, or driving a car? How did it all become an awareness in memory so that it could be done in your sleep, so to say? Okay. How did we do that? How did we remove those particular veils of ignorance? Well, just like now, we read about it. We had instructors to teach and to point the way. We listened to it being spoken about. Perhaps we watched videos on how it was done or other ways, but we lifted the veil of ignorance about so many things. But all of that was only in the head, only a mental concept. All of the reading, all of the listening. And perhaps having it in the head is the first phase, right? But eventually, you had to put it all in practice. You had to put it all into action. You had to bring it out of the head. Bring it out of the field of thoughts and imaginings and experience it in the vast space of knowing. Say that one more. You had to bring it out of the head, and I like to say down into the heart. But you had to bring it out of the field of thoughts and imaginings and experience it in the vastness of knowing. We can never be knowing of anything until it is experienced. Until that time, it does remain just thoughts and imaginings of what it might be like. So you can read about and listen to all kinds of words about the taste of an orange sherbet. Right? Get my little book all about orange sherbet, how it's made, how it's packaged, how it gets to the grocery stores, what ingredients are used. I can read all of that about orange sherbet. But I am never going to know it until there is an awareness of the experience. And how do you have the awareness of the experience? By tasting it. So take a breath. And just be aware as it is let go. Perhaps. Releasing, letting go. So, we have all trained our attention to be looking outward to the bubbles and bangles, to the shiny stuff of the world, to the intrigue, and to the differences between all things. We've trained to be out there looking around, touching, tasting, imagining, fantasizing, all trained our attention to go out there. But you must understand and recognize that where your attention is, there then is where the energy of you flows. Now we are the ones that have trained this habit. You do recognize that nothing has been placed on us, nothing has been done to us, that we have trained this habit of being in the head, in imaginations, in imaginings. And constantly turning outward to the excitement, to the drama, to the whatever is going on that we seem to think requires our attention. But as we have trained ourselves in this way, we are also the one to see through it. Take a breath. So let's try this. While we do this, just let any thoughts that rise, just let them pass by. So place the hands on the lap, palms up, and let them rest there. Now, turn your full attention outward toward the hands. All attention. You might even see a vision of them. You may feel a pulsing sensation. But as your full attention is with the hands, it seems that there may be a tuning out of other sounds or distractions around you. And we are doing this only for a couple minutes. Just feel what that feels like. Full attention on the hands, the sensation. full attention. Where your attention is, there flows your energy. Take a breath and raise your attention to the ears all the way. No longer attention on the hands. Full attention all the way up on the ears. Full attention. Perhaps there is a sound seemingly within the ears. Or a pulsing. And other sounds may begin to fade as you gently hold your attention at the ears. Gently hold attention. Now, release the attention from the body. Just let the attention be. Let it be. It may feel as if you are searching for something to place your attention on. Let it be. You are aware of that. Let it go. Or it may feel as if attention wants to follow a thought, and you are aware of that as well. But do nothing. Just watch. Let the thoughts come. Let them go. Do nothing. You are aware, but not touching. Let it go. There's an awareness as the breath comes in, and aware of a breath going out. Do not touch any activity. Opening space for reality, for presence to just be. Aware, but not touching. You are just letting the now be as it is, letting it be as what it is, You're not touching the happening of the moment. You are just being. And the attention is resting in the light of you. The attention remains at home in you. Your attention is inward, resting in the light. And it is from here that you can see clearly. And you can release any desire to have the moment be something different than what it is. Or releasing what the mind may be telling you how it should be. Let all of that go as you embrace this moment in acceptance and letting it be just as it is, without judgment, without attachment. Here, you are being that what is, being oneness as all that is. Accepting the presence you are, just as it is. Rest in this expansiveness. Rest here, releasing any desires to have the moment be something different. And that is you, accepting yourself as this presence of what is happening, content and peaceful. Living in acceptance of what is in the moment. Resting in acceptance. Resting in acceptance. Living in this moment as the pure presence in acceptance of all that is. Take a breath. Experiencing in this moment, tasting in this moment, the living in acceptance of what is. No words, no comments are needed. Just being the presence. Take another breath. Resting as you are. Now, let's learn how to use the mind when it seems to be playing the part of a bully and seemingly takes us out of ourselves. So take another breath. Slow down. Begin to question the thoughts and feelings. Remember mind is meant to be your instrument. Use it wisely. Mind has never been meant to be an authority. So we question, we use mind, we use the intellect, we use the intelligence that we are. And we question thoughts and feelings, thoughts of limitation, thoughts of doubt, thoughts and feelings of fear. Okay? So perhaps a feeling of not being able to do something rises up. Okay. So limiting thoughts of, I can't do this, I'll never be able to do that. They rise, they They come up, we've opened the door. And so they rush in and tempt you into believing them. Okay? The tension is home, turned within. This feeling, these thoughts, are just what is happening in this moment. So we become aware of this temptation of thought. And we recognize there's nothing wrong with thoughts. It's okay. Let them be there. I'm not a doer anyway. I've never done anything. I am not the doer. And what is to be done will be done. And what is not to be done will not be done. And in that, I remain present. So then along comes the feelings of doubt. And the feelings of doubt opens the imagination for thoughts about what might be, what might not be, what could have been, what should have been. If only I had done it differently, you know what is meant. But again, what is wrong with those thoughts? Nothing. They do not have to be accepted as the truth about consciousness, which you are, is you. And can you from this place of presence, can you now see them as just thoughts about separation? It's nothing more than that. When you look from this experience of being present. And perhaps a feeling of fear is felt. Okay, mind, what about this feeling? Now, mind will proceed to craft a story about a fantasy future or a fantasy, anything, but a fantasy does not exist. And yet, from our head, we are drawn into the fantasy of this non-existent story mind is weaving. But from the experience of being present, can you not look closely at the temptations of thoughts and see that your believing them is your suffering? You are not suffering the mind's story. You are not suffering the mind's thoughts and ideas. You are suffering from accepting them as a truth about God, yourself. So can you see why it can be spoken that there is no suffering? And that we only seemingly experience it out of our ignorance of believing the temptations. Now, the more there is the questioning of thoughts, the more of keeping attention in the experience of oneself, the more going within to rest in the truth of who you are, and the more seeing through the BS of thoughts, the greater the experience of openness, of expansiveness, of peace and happiness, which is your nature, and the less thoughts can influence you until you are fully in clear seeing. Now you have come here to see through the desires, to see through the attractions and the temptations to the truth that is you. Why else would we come? You have walked this journey to rend the veil that was self-imposed. You have hypnotized yourself into believing you are a person, and you have been playing that part of living in fear or doubt or guilt, or in happiness and unhappiness, living in pain and pleasure, playing the part of being separate from the only supreme presence that is, which is yourself. And now you look to see more clearly and recognize the truth. I am. Are you all still with me? I didn't go too far or too fast, I hope. Take a breath. Ready for comments or questions? I know it may have been quite a bit, but it's nothing that you haven't called forth. Okay. This gathering has called forth exactly this expression today. So blessed you are.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
Was exactly perfect.
As you.
I too want to thank you, Mary. Just a beautiful joining and a wonderful way for me to start my day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for all of this loving energy that your attention, the energy goes where your attention is. So when we turn within, when we are present, present in knowing self, present, that energy radiates like a thousand suns. So I think everyone is quite full, and you might just want to set with this and be still for a while. So we're going to close this up and be still in our knowing. So let us pray. Most beloved one, I am the unborn, unchanging, the all-pervading reality. I am uncreated without beginning or end. By nature, I am pure and perfect, the one light that shines in and through all being. I am that, and beside me, there is no other. Amen. Om Namaste.